Morning. How are you all today? Good. How are you doing, pal? You all right? Did you have a donut this morning? No. That will ruin your whole afternoon. Well, lesson for today in the gospel lesson, Jesus asks a question. Do you remember what the question? Thank you. Who do people say the Son of Man is? Who is Jesus? What's your answer? Jesus. The obvious answer, Jesus, yes. So Peter says it, Jesus is. Yeah, well, Jesus says, well, who do other people say that I am? And other prophets, like who? Elijah. Anybody else? John the Baptist. But then Jesus says, who do you say I am? And Peter answers, you are Messiah, Son of the living God. It's like he got an A on the for the first time, Peter actually answers the question. He gets it right, and Jesus says, right on, Peter. Well done. You have answered well, not because you're particularly bright or that you're particularly faithful. In fact, I would go as far as to say that it was not flesh that it was God, because clearly you could not have figured this out on your own. Peter, you had such a good answer. From now on, we will... Peter! Petros! You are a... I love this text. You are still a rock, Peter. He uses kind of a fun thing. He says, Peter, you are the rock. Well, you know what Peter's name means? Rock. Dwayne Johnson. No. Dwayne Johnson made a lot more money than Peter ever made. You are the... Rock, knock on the rock. Is that a soft rock?
No, it's a hard rock.
It's a hard rock. What do you think? Do you want to feel it? Ow! Yeah, that's what it was like when you knocked on Peter's head. It was hard. It was. So why would you want to build the church on a rock? Because it's solid. And it. Yeah, well, you know, I brought a little rock. But look at this floor. You know what this floor is made out of? Rocks, a whole bunch of rocks. We want to build things on something strong. Now I have a question. Is this rock perfect?
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
So here's the problem with building the church rock. Watch this. What do you notice? Well, next, or even if... Yeah, there's no good way to make this work. So here's the deal with Peter. He says to Peter, you are the rock. You have answered so well. And you know what he does next week? In the Nelson next week? Completely messes the whole thing up. In 1 week! But for this moment, he says, upon whom I will build my church. So like Peter, sometimes we wobble a little bit and we aren't quite perfect. But God sees something in Peter and sees the same thing in you. He's someone worthy of love, someone who can do what God calls that person to do. And you are never going to be perfect, are you? You're never going to be absolutely rocks. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes like Peter does. Sometimes, have you ever forgotten to clean your room? Have you ever cleaned your room? You are not the rock upon whom we will build our. It's okay, right? Because mom comes and cleans it and it's all good. And so that's sort of how we are. God sends us out and says to you and to you and to you, you are my beloved. I will build my church. That's you are the rock. Solid, as one of the folks down on that end said. I don't know if it was Sophia or Rafi. Solid, strong. And God loves you the same way that God loves Peter. Just rock solid. Let's pray together, shall we? It's a rock that's shareable. Well done. And we thank you, God, that you have given us hope and peace, and that you've called us as your children to be your church. In Jesus' name.